This podcast is brought to you by Radio Reverb. If you like what you hear, please support us by donating online at radioreverb.com.
The What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
It's early July. British strawberries are in season. It's mildly sunny outside with a forecast of rain. And today marks the beginning of one of the biggest tennis tournaments in the world at Wimbledon. This year, however, there will be an Irish presence at the competition in the form of an invention from an Irishman. Roger Federer used it on his way to winning the Australian Open this year, but he's not the only world famous athlete to use it. Joining me on the phone right now to talk about the backballer is its inventor, Noel Marshall. Hello, Noel.
Hey, Anthony. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for coming on. Noel, listen, what is the backballer?
The backballer, Anthony, is essentially a dual-mounted foam rolling device that allows people to perform SMR, self-myofascial release. So it essentially takes foam rolling to the next level. It gives the user more control and stability when they go to perform SMR.
Now, you mentioned myo, and from my Leaving Cert biology, I remember myo is to do with muscles. Is that right?
It is self-myofascial release. It's exactly that. It facilitates one to foam rolling has exploded, I suppose, onto the marketplace in the last 10 years. It allows athletes, particularly athletes, because I suppose competing athletes are wholly in tune with their body as they're pushing to the optimum level all the time in their respective sports. So when you push to the optimum, you know, you're constantly at risk of injury, you know, as you're pushing your body to the limits. So to counteract that and to stave off the injury, you use devices that will ease the tension out of the muscles by essentially what you're doing is, as the muscles exercise and tighten, you build up little sarcomeres along the fibres. And by rolling them out, you break down these and get the flexibility back into the back through the muscle fibers and stave off the injury.
So how often would people have to use that then? Is it a daily kind of activity they have to do?
Yeah, I mean, at the extreme level, people are using this 3 times a day. Now, I'm talking about people like Roger Federer, who would put huge emphasis on this and needs every... You know, because I suppose he's at the tail end of his career and he's looking to get, you know, every last bit out of himself, and he's wholly tuned to what he needs to do to keep himself right. So, I mean, that's the high end. I mean, he'll do he'll do 1 hour a day, 3 20-minute sessions. If somebody can use it once a week for 20 minutes, they will feel incredible results. So it's something in between, Anthony, you know. That's at least once a week. You know, I would really advocate people 3-4 times a week. And that's what we find, I suppose, amateur sports people and people with everyday lives, that's what seems to work for them.
You mentioned the foam rollers kind of exploding really in terms of sports kind of recovery. How is the backballer different then? What's different about your own kind of device?
It was designed, Anthony, to self-treat muscle tightness in the back, because that came from myself. You know, I have a background in sport, going way back, competing in athletics. But over the years then, I developed severe back trouble, and I was diagnosed as having eruption between the L5 and S1 vertebrae, and I suppose a slip disc or a ruptured disc essentially, and I was crippled with it, and I found relief from SMR that was prescribed to me really from top physical therapist Gerard Hartman, and while going through that process, I thought to myself something just more effective or more specifically designed to help treat that, you know, should have been on the market. And I visualized it. I made a prototype and I started using it, and it delivered. So I knew it had to be commercialized, really, because, you know, anyone I showed it to, they were just gobsmacked. Wow. With how effective it was.
So you kind of invented for yourself, really, kind of self recovery thing. But you took it to market. How difficult was it getting it to market, and I suppose getting athletes to use it then?
I've experienced, Anthony, with other products, bringing them to market. I'd be well known for the product the Bricky, which has been selling well for the last 16, 17 years. But the Backballer was different in that. I'd get another product to market. It took a long time, et cetera, et cetera. But the Backballer, I don't know, it took on a life of its own from day one, really, because people could see it immediately, you know. The right people got on it early. You know, we hardly had the thing launched. We saw another one there from Ian Madigan, who's an international rugby star.
Wow.
Here in Ireland. And, you know, and guys like that, they just saw it early days, and it just kicked from there, really. And it's gone as far as, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Roger Federer, you know, he'll use it 3 times a day. And, you know, NFL clubs in the States, we've 8 NFL clubs who've all got purchased €30 to have available for their squads to do recovery sessions. We've 3 Premiership clubs that have embraced it. Here in Ireland, a whole host of senior intercounty GAA clubs have their players using it. You know, it's seen as the most effective, I suppose, self-recovery tool available for people now. And we're just fortunate that it kicked and kicked early, and it's doing really well, and it's just growing and growing.
That's fantastic. So you've got 3 Premier League teams, and actually, this is quite kind of pertinent to Brighton and Hove Albion, who've just been promoted to the Premier League. They take on Man City on the first day of action in the Premier League.
I do you know what, Anthony? I didn't even know that. And I tell you, that's something now where I'm going to get off the phone from you and I'm going to act on that. Because the kind of thing that, you know, that's just something in the stairs there.
Yeah.
You know, they should be on it as well. And if it helps them stay in the Premiership next year, then that's all good.
But listen, how did it get into the Players' Lounge in Wimbledon then? How did that come about? Who approached you?
Well, you know, Anthony, it's just like me talking to you there now, and Brighton, you know, it's a similar thing. It's one thing leads to another. That emanated through Federer, really, who actually picked one up through Paula Radcliffe. Federer is interesting because he battled back injury for 5 years, was away from the top table, you know, and Paul Radcliffe got one of these through Gerard Hartman, you know, and as any athlete, they feel and see how effective it is straight away. She passed one to Roger Federer. Of course, Roger just took to it like a duck to water, and you know, got the result then after being away for 5 years. Now, how much of that can be attributed to him using Backballer, I don't know, but he wouldn't have been using it for unless he was finding it effective.
Yeah.
So the guys at Wimbledon then obviously heard that, and the people at Octagon who organised the Players' Lounge, they picked up on it, and they requested that they purchased 12 units to have in the Players' Lounge for the next 2 weeks.
Wow. So have you been to see the Players' Lounge? Are you going to head over at some point to see your kid in action?
No, if I went over there, I'd probably end up getting kicked out. you have to respect these are professional players, like, and they need their space between game time, and they wouldn't appreciate me over there insisting that I get on these things, and of course I'd have the camera out taking pictures of them and all that. So we'll see what comes of it. I'll to be safer, leave me at home. Trust me.
So, and you must have had feedback then from some of these athletes about the kit.
Oh, yeah, obviously, Anthony, yeah. And I mean, if you look at the reviews on our website. And it's not just athletes, it's across the board. The feedback is it's just people who take to it, they get the results, you know. And it's not something, you know, and I'm not going to powder coat it, Anthony, it's not something you bring home, plug into the wall, and it, you know, it, okay, you'll use it once and you'll find relief. But the key to really gaining the most from an investment in one is to use it consistently. You know, just getting into the habit of 3-4 days a week being on it, and you know, you really appreciate the release it brings then, not just one off, but going forward as you progress in your sport or your lifestyle. You know, a lot of golfers have taken to it. And you just ask anybody who uses one, they'll endorse it, because it's simple and it works, Anthony, and it's that straightforward.
Yeah, it does look very simple, and we're gonna put a video up on our Facebook and Twitter as well a little bit later of people using it.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned about the Bricky earlier on, and I wanted to ask you about that. Was that, you were on the Late Late Show with that, weren't you?
I was on a lot of shows with it, Anthony. Yeah. Mm. That proved quite popular, but again, it ticked the same box in terms of simplicity and effectiveness. You know, I suppose it essentially allowed people to build walls of a professional standard. You know, without necessarily having the experience of a skilled tradesperson, because it acts as a template to lay a precise bed of mortar between courses. So you end up with a nice neat wall if you use a bricky to build it.
Mm. Wow. So you've obviously got inventing in the genes. Do you have anything else on the cards? Any other ideas? Do ideas kind of strike you at random times?
Yeah, you know, Anthony, I suppose I get a brainwave probably once a day, to be honest. But the big thing with innovation and getting any product to market is, you know, there's a lot of finance, a time, resource go into it, and you know, I see it a lot with inventors. They bring product to market, and before they kind of one established, they're gone on to the next one, and you know, they always tend to struggle then, because you know, getting any new product to market takes a lot of finance. I mean, for example, the backballer, you know, if recently, you know, there would have been about $250,000 investment went into that before we had it to market, in terms of tooling and getting stock and getting some promotion going, you know, to launch it. So you know, any new product requires that amount of investment. So watch this space. There is other products to come for sure.
Good,
you
stuff.
Know. So yeah, we'll. Yeah, and the way we're going with this, you know, I think we could very well be bringing something out before the year's out.
Good stuff. Well, listen, we'll be keeping a very close eye on the BBC and watching behind the scenes footage at Wimbledon this year, and hopefully we'll see the backballer in all its glory.
Yeah, it'd be awesome if the BBC or if it can be picked up in the Players' Lounge. You know, that'd be a massive coup for us if it gets seen. Because, you know, obviously such a wide audience.
Mm.
So fingers crossed indeed.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll have a few more superstars on it.
Well, if people do want to find out more, it's backballer.com is the website. And people can order there as well, I believe.
Yeah, it's in the UK, it's sterling. It's £55 sterling, and that includes free next day delivery, Anthony.
Perfect. No, listen, thanks for chatting to us today, and best luck for the rest of the year.
Anthony, thank you so much for having me. Continued success in Brighton. I understand you're doing a super job there, so fair play to you.
Thank you, Noel. Thanks very much.
Appreciate it, man.
You've been listening to a Radio Reverb podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and to hear more podcasts like this, check out RadioReverb.com.